I think by now it's fairly safe to assume that John Lennon was what we call a genius. He certainly followed the script wrought by previous giants with his lonely childhood, dreamy nature, and rebellious disposition. The unexpected death of his free-spirited mother, too, sad as it was, probably helped round off the edges of his character, chiseled so assiduously by the matronly Auntie Mimi Smith. Still, there is nothing so common as unrequited talent, so it's definitely a measure of his drive and ambition that John was able to jump over his stodgy middle-class environment and land foursquare at the blustery heights of international stardom. What was really wonderful about the guy was the way his work was so intimately and personally assimilated by his legions of fans around the world. John was a homegrown musician from suburban Liverpool, whose musical and lyrical thought processes were somehow almost completely simpatico with kids everywhere. No small feat. Even time, it seems, hasn't diminished the impact or solidarity of his vast body of work. Equally as potent as his music, of course, were his thought-provoking words. Before being pushed into introspection by Bob Dylan's early recordings, Lennon didn't really pay too much attention to lyrics. But from then on, to John anyway, the message was the medium and the music just a seductive roller coaster to help bring the message home. As early as 1972, Lennon acknowledged his primary musical objective was putting out newspapers on what he was thinking at any given moment. The pinnacle of that philosophy was, of course, the preachy, often maligned Sometime in New York City LP. The cornerstone, however, was quite simply Lennon's big mouth, which he so charmingly shot off at every opportunity since almost the day he hooked up with the inscrutable Yoko Ono. It's been said that no couple since John and Jackie Kennedy were as widely chronicled on film and audio tape. That being said, time has done an excellent job of reducing the mountain of John's engaging chat down to the appealing molehill that I present to you today. 1969 was definitely the year when John consciously decided to use his celebrity to put forward an agenda, something virtually unheard of today, with celebrities only rarely daring to possibly offend their audiences with any sort of intelligent opinion, even if they were capable of it. But as we well know, John wasn't anything if not bold, and he proved the point again and again by deliberately bearding the media lion in its den with his committed views on peace, war, drugs, art, sex, and life in general. Here, then, is a tiny handful of the remaining consciousness of John Lennon circa 1969, which hasn't yet been eroded by time or greedily locked away by the self-interested, self-appointed protectors of John Lennon's cultural legacy.